If you love all things gardening, why not join us at our Spring Fair from the 3rd to the 5th of May at Bewley in Hampshire? You'll find everything you need to kickstart the season. Find out more at bbcgardenersworldfair.com. See you there.
It takes a lot of hard work to make it look easy. This Mother's Day, Duluth Trading Co. can help you give her something that keeps up. Whether you prefer to shop online or in-store, Duluth has a motherload of gear, goods, and gifts to keep her comfortable and capable, no matter what needs doing. With Duluth's problem-solving details and legendary durability to boot, you'll finally be mom's favorite again. Check out DuluthTrading.com for all your Mother's Day gifting needs.
CeraVe Facial Moisturizers with SPF protect skin against damaging UV rays and continuously deliver three essential ceramides to help restore skin's protective barrier so it can lock in moisture. Non-greasy, fragrance-free, and won't clog pores? With CeraVe, skin feels hydrated and looks healthy all day. CeraVe Facial Moisturizers with SPF from the number one dermatologist recommended facial moisturizer brand.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hello and welcome to the BBC Gardeners World magazine podcast, brought to you by the team here at the magazine. Join us as we chat all things gardening with the nation's favourite experts.
Hello and welcome to Gardeners Favourites, a new podcast series featuring Alan Titchmarsh, Kate Bradbury and the team here at Gardeners World magazine. In this special winter series, we'll share with you some of our winter highlights, guaranteed to beat the winter gloom, with options to get you outside enjoying your garden and recommendations for days when you want to curl up indoors. So sit back and enjoy as we share our favourites.
In the face of a changing climate that we're experiencing, gardeners really have to think on their feet and adapt the plants that they plant and choose things that will grow in a variety of different things that the weather is going to throw at them. Take, for example, very, very wet winters or hot, dry summers or even late spring frosts. We as gardeners really have to adapt and cope with a changing climate. So I've come up with five of my favourite plants that are beautiful but also tough enough to cope with whatever the weather can throw at them. I'm a real big fan of the first plant on my list, and probably that's why it's number one, and that's Euphorbia amygdaloides robbii. Now, this is, strictly speaking, a herbaceous plant, which means that it will come back year after year, but generally slow down during the winter months. But it's an evergreen, which means that it keeps its foliage all the way through the winter, and then it regrows and spreads in the spring and the summer in the following seasons. If you're not careful, it can become a little bit of a thug, but I say that very guardedly because it's very, very easy to deal with it if it starts to spread too widely, but it really is a beautiful plant. Evergreen foliage, dark green when it's fully mature. The leaves really do set off the beautiful lime green bracts that surround the tiny little flowers in the spring and early summer. It's a real must-have plant with its beautiful reddish stems. Again, that's a great contrast to the green and the lime green of the flowers. So this really will grow anywhere, in full shade, part shade, also in full sun. And it's particularly adaptable to all different soil types, growing in very freely drained sand or heavy clay where it gets saturated during the winter months. So this one for me is an absolute fail-safe. Equally tough in my experience is a much more recent introduction to my palette of garden plants, and that's GM Totally Tangerine. And really, this plant just does what it says on the tin. The flowers are totally tangerine in colour, held in beautiful little rosettes at the end of tall wafting stems. Probably in around March to June, the first flush appears. And then if you cut them back after flowering, you'll get another flush of blooms in around August time. Really tough and robust, able to survive hot, dry weather and cold, wet winters, this plant has to find space in any garden where you've got sunshine for at least part of the day. Now, over the last few years, I've been looking for an alternative to what I think is one of the staples of the traditional herbaceous border, and that's the delphinium. And I think I found a suitable alternative in the form of Aconitum napellus, or the monk's hood. It produces stems up to around 3 to 4 feet in height. It produces equally lovely blue flowers that are a great alternative to delphiniums. The flowers are hooded in their shape, as the name monk's hood implies, rather like a digitalis or a foxglove flower. And the bees pollinate them by disappearing into this beautifully shaped cavernous flower. The blue is really intense indigo blue, and the flowers are produced en masse all the way up these tall stems in around June or July time. The foliage is equally beautiful in as much as it's finely divided and veined, and the plants are really robust, surviving winter wet but also hot summers too. Now, if you want indestructible, then you can't go far wrong than choosing to grow some of the herbaceous geraniums, particularly Geranium nodosum, which has got the really quirky common name of the knotted crane's bill. I love that one. It flowers right the way through from June to September, and after each flush of flowers, it's a good idea to cut the old foliage back so you get a tidy plant that doesn't get too scrappy. Quite at home in full shade or part shade, or even growing in full sun, this plant is virtually indestructible. And even if it does die down completely in a hot, dry summer, it'll always spring back from the base very readily. I think this is perfect for any garden, either growing at the front of a border or weaving its way through under a canopy of other shrubs and herbaceous plants. And the last one on my list is a bit of a surprise to me. I've grown heleniums for years, really ever since I was a small child. And because I've grown them for so long, they'd really dropped off my radar as being good, robust, indestructible plants. But heleniums really can seem to take whatever the weather can throw at them. In the hot, dry summers that we've experienced over the last few years, I've seen heleniums, even that have become almost completely shriveled, still managing to pump out the flowers through from July right the way into August. The foliage might become shriveled, but the flowers certainly survive, and these strong-rooted perennials will also cope with wet winter weather and heavy clay soil. My favourite variety is one called Moorheim Beauty, which has the most beautiful russety coloured tones to the daisy-like flowers. But there are other colours too, including yellow, orange, red, and also a creamy variety that looks good in semi-shade conditions. So there are my five favourite herbaceous perennials that I know will survive whatever your soil conditions to sail through a wet winter or survive a hot, dry summer.
Thanks for listening to the BBC Gardeners World magazine podcast. Subscribe now wherever you get your podcasts and never miss an episode. If you've enjoyed this episode, please tell others about it and rate us in your podcast provider app.